Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I like to think myself pretty clever sometimes. I like to think that the thoughts that I have or the things that I do are smart, that they're wise. I like to think that I have the best thoughts for situations that I'm in. And so as a response to that, whenever I read scripture and what God is saying or God is doing doesn't match with mine, I get frustrated and confused because I'm so wise and God is doing something different than what I think is right. How can that possibly be? Well, today in our reading from 1 Corinthians, St. Paul gives us an explanation for how our wisdom doesn't compare to God's. So we have a reading today from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 18 through 23. Brothers and sisters, let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you considers himself wise in this age, let him be a fool so as to become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the eyes of God. For it is written, God catches the wise in their own ruses. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. So let no one boast about human beings, for everyone belongs to you. For everything belongs to you. Paul, or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or the present, or the future, all belong to you, and you to Christ, and Christ to God. Today, Paul shares with us this confounding phrase that we so often find in the Gospels and that Paul seems to rhyme with here in his epistle. He says that if anyone among you considers himself wise in this age, let him become a fool so as to become wise. Now, if you become a fool, how in the world can you become wise? And that is just the point. That is just the point that Paul is trying to make here. How in the world could you become wise if you're a fool? However, brothers and sisters, we are not concerned about looking like wise seekers, wise sages in this world, if it means we aren't the same in heaven, right? So we desire to put on the wisdom of God. I was explaining earlier that when I read scripture, sometimes I get confused or frustrated. Recently, one of these times happened when I was reading the book of Genesis and going through the stories of Jacob. And if you remember anything about Jacob, it's easy sometimes with our Old Testament figures to think them so righteous and so good because we've been told that they're holy men. But when we read about Jacob, he just makes mistake after mistake, and he does so many wrong things to his brother, to his blind father. He even scorns the name of God so that he can get power over his brother. And I read this and I'm like, Lord, why do you keep blessing this guy? Like, he has done so many things that are against everything that you say. Yet for some reason, you keep blessing him. And it's important for us to remember that our ways are not God's ways. That when we see people around us who maybe frustrate us, see people around us whose flaws are abundantly clear to us, and when the Lord blesses them, it's important for us to remember the mind of God, right? Because Jacob was called by the Lord. He was called through his father Isaac and his father Abraham. God chose them. And because of that chosenness, Jacob also remembers. He remembers what the Lord has done for him and what he will do for him. And I don't understand it, but for the Lord, that seems to be more than any of the deeds that Jacob could have done. That just like what Paul says, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the eyes of God. Let us today remember that we can be foolish to this world and be wise in the eyes of God. That the Lord has different thoughts than we do. And brothers and sisters, that is a very good thing. This has been a scripture reflection on the epistle of 1 Corinthians from St. Paul. Again, my name is A.G. D'Angelo. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you. God bless.